This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Iselda Martinez Paz. Date of birth, August the 31st, 2002. Case ID number is 472-7865. Date of exam, September the 13th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Medical records from a Social Security questionnaire dated 7/4/22. Identifying information. This is a 20-year common law married female who presented to my office with her mother for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of inflammatory polyarthritis, fibromyalgia, and social anxiety. The claimant is presently unemployed and has never worked. She is presently living with a boyfriend, and she has not gone to college. She did receive a high school diploma and made A's and B's while in high school. And however, she is not working at this time. At the present time, she lives in an apartment with her common-law husband, and she is presently not receiving any disability benefits at this time. Number one, allegations. Number one, inflammatory polyarthritis. Number two, fibromyalgia. Number three, social anxiety. History of allegations. Number one, inflammatory polyarthritis with fibromyalgia. The claimant states that in August of 2020, she started to develop pains in her joints, especially in her shoulders and hands. She was diagnosed with polyarthritis / fibromyalgia, and x-rays were performed on her hands, which confirmed her diagnosis. She denies any fractures, surgeries, but has received B12 injections along with one steroid injection. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she usually feels in the morning. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, stand for 1 hour, climb 1 to 2 flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 2 pounds above her head. The claimant states that she can walk for approximately an hour. Her physician is Dr. Dolger, and she states that no blood tests were performed to confirm her diagnosis. She has no assistive devices that she uses at this time. And she states the only physical activity she does is walk the dog every day. At the present time, she's on pregabalin, 100 milligrams BID, baclofen, 20 milligrams QD, sulfasalazine, 500 milligrams, 2 tablets BID, Celebrex, 200 milligrams BID, tizanidine, 2 milligrams QHS, and magnesium, 400 milligrams QD. Her condition at this time appears to be stable and well controlled. Allegation number three, social anxiety. The mother's claimant states that since 2016, the claimant has had anxiety, nervousness, decreased concentration, and decreased energy. The claimant states she has a good appetite, she does not suffer from insomnia, and has had no weight loss. The claimant states that when she was in high school, she made A's and B's, and she is presently on duloxetine hydrochloride 20 milligrams QD for her depression. Her symptoms appeared to be mild at this time. Family history: the father is 41 in good health. The mother is 50, and she has sleep apnea, anxiety, and depression. Medications: pregabalin, 100 milligrams BID, baclofen, 20 milligrams QD, sulfasalazine, 500 milligrams, 2 tablets BID, Celebrex, 200 milligrams BID, tizanidine, 2 milligrams QHS, duloxetine, hydrochloride, DR, 20 milligrams QD, vitamin D2, 50,000 units Q week, and magnesium, 400 milligrams QD. Medical problems: depression / anxiety / polyarthritis, fibromyalgia, obesity, major surgeries, none. History of fracture of the left foot has healed. Social history: tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol: the claimant states she drinks beer socially. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse: the claimant has been on marijuana and cocaine and states that the last time she used marijuana was today, and that the last time she used cocaine was on the 7th of September, 2022. Communicable diseases: the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 98 degrees Fahrenheit, weight 182 pounds, height 5 feet, 1 1/4 inch high, BP 124 over 88, pulse 78, respiration 15, BMI 35. General, this is a 20-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with her mother. Could you please drop down to HEENT? To the last two sentences. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision. OD, able to count fingers at 9 feet distance. Pinhole is 20 over 200. Corrected is 20/20. OS, able to count fingers at 11 feet distance. Pinhole is 20 over 200, corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected, able to count fingers at 22 feet distance. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times 3 and had fair eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent, and her mood was appropriate for the time. She did have clear thought processes, and her memory was fair. However, the claimant would refer to her mother to answer all questions. Concentration was fair, and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to functional capacity? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields. and some limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations and has no restricted limitations in her workplace environment at this time. Probable diagnoses. Number one, inflammatory polyarthritis, dash, being treated at this time, appears to be very well controlled. The claimant was able to sit in an Indian-style position without any pain and to get up without any difficulty. Number two, fibromyalgia, dash, stable at this time, appears to be very well controlled with the medications. Number three, social anxiety, dash, being treated at this time, appears to be stable. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Isela Martinez-Bass.